Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.
Our favourite segment is The Week That Was.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, the guys were speaking about Adelaide United's coach, and we learnt why Roo doesn't do accents.
See the boys down at Next Generation, train a lot down there, and the coach is always in there.
Yeah,
Marco
Kurz, yep, he was on the treddy.
I don't know if he knows who I am, but I say g'day to him, and he goes, g'day. And I say, g'day, good luck.
What nationality is he then? Oh, he says, g'day. Was he West Indian, is he? I think he's German.
My name's Marco, too.
Oh, I've lost it. Curly Ambrose is the coach of the...
Dancing with the Stars, Curly.
Oh, shit.
G'day.
Number four, Ruin Dit's Lava Quiz. This week, it was the McDonald's quiz.
Contestant number one, Chris Dipper.
Do you know how many stores there are in Australia?
500.
981. Do you know how many jobs there are for McDonald's in Australia in those 981?
Good question. 15,000?
28,800.
Wow.
Bad luck, Dits, but you still win a Happy Meal. Any other prizes for him, Roo?
Do you want fries, Ed?
Yeah.
Do you want some DLQ going with that? You want some chips?
Yeah.
Number three, it's great having AFL players on the show.
Tex Walker here.
So we can get insight into their opinions regarding the big AFL issues.
This has been spoken about before. Some people will say eight's enough for the finals.
Roo asked Tex Walker about changing up the finals fixture.
But they're looking at bringing a top 10 in.
This question actually went for a minute. Let me just speed it up.
And then seven plays 10. So it gives the top six sides an advantage. They have a week off.
Yeah, the question's still going.
The other positive to it is that the amount of dead rubbers.
Big build-up. Can't wait to hear our text response to this.
I'm not for or against it at this stage, but I think it's worth a discussion.
It's a lot of information to take in there.
Oh, no! You're open to it because you don't understand it?
Right over my head.
There hasn't been an anticlimax that big since the Crows 2017 season. Number two, former PM Big Mal was on talking about Christopher Pyne's retirement.
26 years in the Parliament. Good on you.
And we learnt about his parting gift.
Did you see they gave him a little submarine?
I saw they gave him a submarine.
How cute.
It looks like they bought it at Sexyland. It's really...
Wax and batteries in it. You never know what might happen.
Never seen a submarine twist at one end. Of course, we all know that Christopher's always enjoyed working on the submarine.
Yes, that's right.
He loves working on anything that's long and hard and full of sex.
Unfortunately, due to the commercial radio code of practice, we are unable to let Big Mel complete that joke.
The number one thing we learnt this week is about a wardrobe malfunction from Mark Rusciuto's playing days.
We used to do a footy show called Before the Game years ago on Channel 10, and they had a segment called Tool of the Week.
Yeah, I've won that.
You did win it, so explain to us what happened.
That on the resume. Marking a ball in Perth, Subiaco, and I'd just been tackled. Bloke got a hold of my jock somehow and ripped him. I was leading out ferociously from full forward, and as I was running, I could feel the old fella sort of flopping, and I thought, shivers, do I tuck it back in as I'm running? This is seriously, I'm making these decisions on the run, running flat out. And I could feel it bouncing.
Three bounces off half-back, hugging the boundary line.
Is he going to take a fourth?
He's never done that in his career.
Extraordinary.
And I thought, shivers, this is not going to look good. I marked the ball with one hand and tucked it in with the other hand, and it was flopping out on the camera, and they put it on before the game, and they had it sort of hazed out, but I won Tool of the Week. But I marked the ball and tucked it in and lived happily ever after.
Fantastic.
So, it's all right.
I was able to dig up some commentary from that game.
Sausage! What are we doing? Sausage!
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Sausage!
Well done, Sammy Morrison.
Not quite
great
right on audio, but you get the picture.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.